Welcome back to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Brother Robert Johnson. This is episode 167, take two. So it's take two because I recorded this entire episode and then I discovered that I wasn't using the correct mic input on my computer. My own fault, I forgot to check. So I have to re-record this whole episode. In any case, moving right along. In the news this week, I just wanted to mention that if you haven't checked out the Chicago Dyslexia Center event, which is the Tennessee Whiskey Tasting and Cigar Smoker, I would urge you to check it out. It is $65, and what that's going to get you is a three-pack of premium cigars, an assortment of Tennessee whiskeys for tasting, as well as coffee, soda, there'll be Italian beef and pasta, there'll be coffee, all that good stuff. And there's going to be a person there rolling cigars, there's going to be a guy explaining everything you want to know about them. The proceeds are going to be given to the Children's Dyslexia Center of Metropolitan Chicago. It has a 98% success rate in their program. It's a very worthwhile cause. It doesn't operate without us. So, that being said, it is not a Masonic event. It is just an event that we have put together in the fraternity, and it's for anybody to attend. So if you are into Tennessee whiskeys or cigars, or you want to get into cigars, whatever it's going to be, please check it out. It's going to be in Schaumburg, Illinois, by the Woodfield Mall at the Cigar Lounge. It's a 4 or 5 star establishment. It gets great reviews. I think it's going to be a phenomenal event. It's Wednesday the 29th, so right around the corner. You're going to listen to this on probably Sunday or Monday, maybe Tuesday, and it's like the next day. So if you want, please get your tickets in advance. They are needed to schedule the amount of food they're going to buy. The event page is cdcchicago.com/events/cigarsmoker. So you go to that, you pay the PayPal, it's $65. Again, goes to the Dyslexia Center. I don't smoke cigars. I'm going to be there, and since I don't smoke, the first person that I see who comes up to me and says, "Give me your cigars," I will hand you the 3 premium cigars that I get. I don't smoke them, so they'll be forwarded right along to you, and that's the challenge. It'll be kind of fun if you see me come up to me, say, "Give me the cigars," and the first person who does it gets them. So check that out. I hope you guys enjoyed the latest episode of the Masonic Radio Theater. We had a lot of fun doing it. It was an old Tyler talk. Brother John Ruark and Jason Richards from the Masonic Roundtable were in it. They did a fantastic job. Brother Nick Johnson was our announcer and did our commercials as usual. He did a fantastic job. I just have to say thanks so much for recording those spots, guys. You really helped make this show exactly what we aim to be. Lastly, I wanted to say that I was elected to be the master of Waukegan Lodge number 78 last week at our stated annual meeting. I did accept, and I can't wait to serve the lodge and the district. Our open installation of officers is going to be on November 8th at 6 p.m. So if you're in the area, come on out. If you're not, it is an open installation. That means the public is welcome. We will probably be live streaming the event for some of the brothers who can't be there, who may be sick or whatever else. So if you can't make it and you want to check it out, again, I'll post links to the live feed as well when that takes place. So we'll get right into the paper for this week, which is a pretty interesting one. It comes to you from the courtesy of the California Freemason magazine, and the title of it is Moral Advantages of Geometry. In the Fellowcraft degree, the lessons of geometry provide new inspiration, and it's by R. Stephen Doan, past Grand Master. So without any further delays, let's get right into that piece. In the master's lecture of a Fellowcraft degree, we are told that quote-unquote geometry, the first and noblest of sciences, is the basis upon which the superstructure of Freemasonry is erected. By the time we reach this lecture in our Masonic journey, we probably have figured out that the medieval stonemasons from which our fraternity evolved used geometry to design and erect the structures on whose construction they were employed. At this point in the lecture, we expect additional instruction to the symbolism inherent in the builder's trade. Instead, the master throws us a curve. He tells us that geometry can help us trace nature to her most concealed recesses in order to discover the power, wisdom, and goodness of the great architect of the universe. But what does geometry have to do with God? Geometry, mathematics, builders use it to resolve questions of shape, size, and relative position of the parts of a structure. The master then states that through geometry we can discover how the planets move in their respective orbits and accounts for the return of the seasons and variety of scenes which each season displays to the discerning eye. More confusion. How do the movements of planets and the change in seasons help us learn how to do good and be a better man? The master continues, quote unquote, numberless worlds are all around us, all framed by the same divine artist, which roll through the vast expanse and are all conducted by the same unerring law of nature. What is the master's message? The reference to the, quote, unerring law of nature is an important hint. Geometry is a Masonic symbol, but its symbolism goes far beyond the lessons of the builder's trade. It is much more profound. Geometry relates to the nature of God, or the supreme being as we Masons refer to the divine. This symbol is designed to help us better understand the nature of the divine and what is expected of a moral life. Most of us would probably agree that God is not a person sitting in a Carnelian throne with wheels of fire. God has been referred to in that fashion, but we understand the reference to be symbolic. We cannot see God. We can only know God by what God does. This is nature's role. The planets move predictably in their orbits and seasons change in the repeating cycle. There are forces in nature, sometimes violent, which can disturb the predictability of life. Yet all things return to the pattern we recognize. The world may change, but a certain balance or harmony always reemerges. Nature has a way of correcting the forces that disturb its predictability, and we can count on that. Quantum physics helps the scientist understand the most elemental nature of our physical existence, and even at the subatomic level we find laws that cannot be violated. In them, Masons are invited to find equilibrium, harmony, and evidence that God exists. We are invited to find God by what God does. How does geometry fit in? Geometry helps the astronomer predict the movement of the planets. It helps the meteorologist predict the return of the seasons by charting the sun. Geometry helps the botanist find symmetry in plants. In other words, geometry provides that there is a repeating pattern in nature, and this is our evidence that God exists as the creator and sustainer of that harmony. Geometry is therefore shorthand. It refers to the work of God, and therefore God itself. Understanding this relationship between geometry and God helps us understand not only what we need to do as Masons, but also who can become a Mason. We require an applicant for the degrees to affirm a belief in a supreme being. Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, among other religions, include such a belief. But geometry encourages us to take a broader view of God than is often found in the teachings of any specific religion. It encourages us to find the supreme being in the harmony of nature, that religion in which all men can agree. As Reverend James Anderson wrote in his Constitutions of 1723, it is only logical that a man who finds the supreme being in the harmony of nature can be a Mason too. Geometry is about morality, the values and principles of right conduct, because it gets to the root of what morality is, harmony. If God is about harmony, then we should be too. All right, now is the time where I would like to ask you to support the show. You can support the show three main ways, which are through the apps, which you purchase on either Apple, Windows, or Android devices, your mobile phones and such. When you download the app, you actually get access to the show via streaming. You can download it and save it for later. You can listen to it in airplane mode if you'd like. The main benefit to buying the app for $2 is you get access to all of the papers, books, anything we read on the show is typically in the app as a bonus feature. You can just download it as a PDF. Secondly, we offer a Masonic wallpaper for your device. The second way is through shopping. You can go to freemasonryart.com, check out what Brother Juan Sepulveda has created there, and use the coupon code WCY at checkout. I really hope you check it out. He's got amazing stuff. Handmade aprons. He'll do artwork on them for you. He has an array of amazing artwork that has Masonic symbolism. He even has some stuff that doesn't have Masonic symbolism. So whether you're looking for that or not, either one, I think you're really going to find some stuff you like. And the third and most popular way is, of course, through a direct donation through PayPal. You pick the amount, whether it's $1 or $2, whatever it is, it goes back into the hosting costs of this show and keeps every episode alive forever. So please check those out. If you'd like more information, please check out www.wcypodcast.com. Click on the link at the top in the bar that says support the show. And from there, you can pick a multitude of things that will support this show. This week's famous Freemason is McClellan Barclay. Born in 1891 and he passed away in 1943. He was an American painter of pinup art. He was born in St. Louis, Barclay studied first at the Art Institute of Chicago, then later at the Art Students League in New York City, where he studied under George Bridgman and Thomas Fogarty, the artist. By the age of 21, Barclay's work had been published in the Saturday Evening Post, Ladies' Home Journal, and the Cosmopolitan. During World War I, he was awarded a prize by the Committee on National Preparedness in 1917 for his poster, quote-unquote, Fill the Breach. The next year, he designed naval camouflage under the direction of William McKay, chief of the New York District Emergency Fleet Corporation. McClellan Barclay, during the 1920s and 30s, his images were selected for use by art directors for the nation's most popular periodicals, including Collier's, Country Gentleman, Red Book, Pictorial Review, Cornet, Country Life, Saturday Evening Post, The Ladies' Home Journal, Cosmopolitan, and a host of movie magazines. He began painting movie poster art for Hollywood studios during the 1930s as well, and was considered a superstar in the film industry. In 1930, the General Motors selected McClellan Barclay's Fisher Body Girl for a series of advertisements, and she quickly became as popular as the Gibson Girl and the Christie Girl. He used his wife, just 19 years old, as the model for the iconic Fisher Auto Body image. She later appeared in the magazine advertisements, and it was so well published with her languid body plastered across the country on billboards that she was recognized wherever she went. He also illustrated advertisements for the A&P Eaton Paper Company, Elgin Watches, Hummingbird Hosiery, and Lever Brothers, amongst others. His fashionable Women for General Motors Body of Fisher advertising campaign made his work recognizable to virtually every magazine reader in the United States. He also illustrated advertisements for Whitman's Chocolates and Texaco. Barclay did not limit himself on painting. In the late 1930s, Barclay set up a small company to reproduce jewelry and fabricate utilitarian figures for ashtrays, bookends, desk sets, lamps, and other articles for home and office use. These products were fabricated out of cast gray metal with a thick bronze plate finish, and they retailed for just a few dollars. In June of 1938, he was appointed the assistant naval constructor with the U.S. Naval Reserve. In mid-1940, Barclay prepared experimental camouflage designs for Navy combat aircraft, but evaluation tests revealed that pattern camouflage was of little use for aircrafts. Within weeks of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Barclay completed the first of many recruiting posters for the Navy. At one point, he was appointed a lieutenant commander. Barclay worked on further camouflage assignments until July 18, 1943, when he was reported missing after the USS LST-342 he was aboard was torpedoed in the Solomon Islands. Kind of an odd coincidence that a brother met his end at the Solomon Islands. There's probably no relation there, but nonetheless, an interesting coincidence. I'm sure there could be some Masonic conspiracy you guys might want to put together for that. Speaking of Masonic conspiracies, I was just watching on Netflix, they have a series called America Declassified. And in episode number one, they go into the Denver airport and then it starts. And there is so much anti-Masonic stuff going on in that first episode. It was not hard to watch, but it was kind of comical. And I thought I'd mention it here on the show. And if you get a minute, check it out. Let me know what you guys think on Facebook. It was kind of an interesting ride. One of the gentlemen speaking was from the website Before It's News, which we all know is a website. It sometimes is funny, sometimes is serious, but check out that show. And that's it for this week. It was a little bit shorter of an episode, and that's just due to a very busy week. So find us on Facebook, check us out on Twitter, we're on Google Plus at the email address wcypodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to email me, you can email me there or at admin@wcypodcast.com. Don't forget about the Masonic Roundtable, which airs on Tuesday nights, 10, 9 central. It's live on Google Hangouts and on YouTube. It's syndicated forever. I won't be on the next upcoming show. I'm going to be performing an eighth degree for a good friend of mine. That will be very fun, I think. Please check out the Masonic Radio Theater, which, again, we just wrapped the second episode. I think you guys will really enjoy. It's a shorter one at about 12 minutes. Bill Hosler is doing a fantastic job putting together additional scripts. We're going to be getting those out soon to the players. I'm writing one myself, and then I'll send it over to Bill for him to polish it up. And last but not least, check out the Midnight Freemasons. That is the website that made a lot of this possible. So you're going to check them out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays because we have amazing content, 3 articles every week. It's never a repeat. It's always fresh information, and I would urge you to check it out. So www.midnightfreemasons.com. .org. It's .org. Anyway, guys, until next week, stay on the level. For whence came you? I'm Robert Johnson.